الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers to another episode of our series Signs of the Hour. And yes, in this episode too, we'll be discussing a sign of Judgment Day. Now, in this episode, we're going to talk about a great stone. Every Muslim desires to kiss, to touch, and look at that stone, and considers it a great honor to do so. Yes, you may have understood what I'm referring to, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, that blessed stone which is affixed in the Holy Kaaba. And you might be thinking, what relation does Hajar al-Aswad have with the signs of Judgment Day? Let me tell you that yes, there is indeed a great link. And in this episode, we'll mention what happened with the black stone, Hajar al-Aswad. Yes, because this is a sign which has already taken place. But before that, let us give you some general information about the black stone, Al-Hajar al-Aswad. Now, we know this is a great stone. Where did it come from? How was it affixed into the Holy Kaaba? All of this will be mentioned in this episode. And also, alongside this, a beautiful incident from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Arab tribes had become thirsty for each other's blood because of this very same stone. And streams of blood were about to flow. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such a decision. He made such an insightful, wise and beautiful decision that led to this fight not occurring. It de-escalated the situation. And we will tell you about how the Hajar al-Aswad, this stone, was installed into the wall of the Holy Kaaba. And of course, we'll also mention the main topic of this episode, how Hajar al-Aswad relates to the signs of Judgment Day. Now, Hajar al-Aswad is a compound of two Arabic words. Hajar means stone and Aswad means black. Hence, we have Al-Hajar al-Aswad, the black stone. Now, Hajar al-Aswad is that black stone which is set firmly in the southeastern wall of the Holy Kaaba. And at present, this stone consists of three big and many small pieces. Yes, it consists of pieces. And these pieces are combined into a circle of approximately 2.5 feet. So they're set into a circle of 2.5 feet around which there is a beautiful silver frame. And when the Muslims go to perform Hajj Umrah and perform Tawaf of the Holy Kaaba, it is a sunnah to perform istilam, i.e. to kiss the black stone by gesturing towards it. And if one gets a chance to actually kiss it, then this is even greater. But as there is a major crowd, a big crowd, many of the pilgrims kiss it by gesturing towards it from afar. And the fortunate person who is able to kiss it physically when he gets a chance, he knows that there is no stone in the world like the black stone. That when a person kisses it, the amount of pleasure he attains and the amount of surur, comfort that enters the hearts of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is indescribable. Subhanallah. Now, where has this stone come from? Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam brought this stone with him from Jannah, from paradise. And whilst constructing the Holy Kaaba, he fixed it into one side. Now, the Holy Kaaba, which Sayyidina Adam ala Nabina alayhi salatu wassalam built, was raised towards the heavens during the flood of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam. And this sacred stone, the black stone, was placed on Mount Abu Qubais. Now, this was a huge flood, a massive storm. There was water everywhere. And this stone was where? Mount Abu Qubais. Now, Mount Abu Qubais, this mountain exists even today. And it's adjacent to the Holy Haram. And there is a huge mountain beside Safa and Marwa. You might have seen it, on which there is a big palace as well. You can see that mountain today. That is Mount Abu Qubais. So Hajar al-Aswad was placed on Mount Abu Qubais. And when Sayyidina Ibrahim and his son Sayyidina Ismail, alayhim as-salam, when they rebuilt the Holy Kaaba, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam brought them the stone once again. Now Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam, he, just as it was before, he affixed this stone into the wall of the Holy Kaaba with his own blessed hands. Now Al-Hajr al-Aswad subhanallah is blessed with the honor of kissing the hands of so many prophets alayhi salam. And in 606 CE, when the Prophet alayhi salam was 35 years of age, a very strange incident occurred. What happened was that it rained very heavily in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and there was such a huge flood that the building of the Holy Kaaba totally collapsed to the ground. Now obviously since then thousands of years have passed since Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam and Sayyiduna Ismail alayhi salam built the Holy Kaaba. So once again, the people of the tribes, they plan to rebuild the Holy Kaaba. And they were very enthusiastic about this. They kept rebuilding and repairing the Holy Kaaba. And the main problem which arose during this reconstruction was that when it came around to placing Hajar-e Aswad in the Holy Kaaba, they all wanted this honor. Now you heard a few moments ago that whenever this was done previously, it was done through the hands of Prophets alayhi wasalam. Firstly, it was the blessed hands of Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam. Then it was fixed through the hands of Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. And now the leaders and the people of the tribe, they wanted to install Hajar-e Aswad with their hands. But they began disputing, because everybody wanted to install it. They wanted this honor. And there came a situation when everybody took out their swords and were determined that they would install Al-Hajar al-Aswad, even if they died or had to kill the others. And there was a very odd tradition at that time. You could call it a tradition of the pre-Islamic time, that people of some tribes, they would take out a bowl, they would place blood in a bowl, put their fingers in it, pledge themselves, and then lick that blood, pledging that their tribe would install Hajar-e Aswad even if they died or had to be killed. Now, there was a deadlock, and it didn't seem like things were going to progress. And at that time, there was a very wise personality who said that the first person who enters the sacred haram tomorrow morning would be given the opportunity to make a decision regarding how to end a dispute. And he will decide how to install Hajar-e Aswad. Who will do this? Now everybody agreed to this wise person and said, okay, the first person to enter, he will make the decision. Now in the morning, who do you think entered first? The first person to enter the sacred haram was none other than our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And when they saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam entering, they all said, okay, you are truthful, you are honest, we will agree with your decision. This was the trust that the Prophet alayhi wasallam had gained from the people. He was upright, he was sadiqul wa'di wal amin, subhanallah. Now, consider the situation. If the decision is made in favor of one tribe, the other tribe would be very angry. But what was the decision that the Prophet alayhi wasallam made, subhanallah? And look at the wisdom that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had bestowed upon him. And he had tremendous decision-making power, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bring a big shawl, a large shawl, and place Al-Hajr al-Aswad on it. Then he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced that each tribe should send one representative of theirs who will come forward to install Al-Hajr al-Aswad. So each tribe presented their chief or representative. Now, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, everybody should hold a corner of the shawl. All of them held the shawl which had Hajar-e Aswad on it. The shawl was brought near the Holy Kaaba, and our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam installed Al-Hajr al-Aswad in its place with his own blessed hands. Subhanallah. It was as if Hajar al-Aswad became so fortunate that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam installed it once again in the Holy Kaaba with his own merciful and blessed hands. Subhanallah. And the dispute that was going on, this disagreement that could have led to bloodshed, all of that had finished now. Now the tribes, they all participated in carrying the shawl, and the Holy Prophet alayhi salam installed Hajar-e Aswad in the Holy Kaaba. Now this black stone itself, Al-Hajar al-Aswad, there are many blessings mentioned in the hadith regarding it. Let me share one or two of those ahadith with you. And then we move on to the sign of Judgment Day, which has taken place in regards to Al-Hajr al-Aswad. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Al-Hajr al-Aswad and Maqamu Ibrahim are from the rubies of paradise. Allah Almighty has extinguished their light. Had Allah Almighty not terminated their light, then the area between the east and the west would have become illuminated. Meaning, viewers, Al-Hajr al-Aswad and Maqam Ibrahim have been declared a ruby from the rubies of paradise. Subhanallah. How fortunate are those pilgrims who see Hajr al-Aswad and they observe Maqam Ibrahim with their own eyes. And they also kiss it as well. Subhanallah. Let's listen to one more hadith. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, when Al-Hajr al-Aswad came from paradise, it was even whiter than milk. Yes, even whiter than milk. Now that's amazing, isn't it? Because when we look at Al-Hajr al-Aswad, and even the name tells us, it's a black stone. Aswad means black. But when it came from paradise, it was white, pure white. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it was whiter than milk. Then why has it become black? The view is, it has been blackened by the sins of the offspring of Sayyidina Adam alayhi wasallam. Meaning it has turned black because of the sins of human beings. And this hadith is found in Tirmidhi. Now let's move to the great sign and incident which I hinted towards in the beginning. And I mentioned that this sign of Judgment Day has already taken place. This event took place in the year 317 Hijri, 8 Dhul-Hijjah. Those days, the Karamita sect, they had grown quite powerful. They were a very mischievous people. And they began to lose strength in the year 366. And by 400 Hijri, their names were annihilated. Their teachings and beliefs were fallacious and they would go against Islamic Sharia and rulings. Now, such teachings resulted in dire consequences. Now, what happened was that people became involved in sins and evils of every kind. And one of their teachings, an example of their evil teachings, was that they taught that their opponent's blood is lawful for them. Their opponent's blood is halal for them. They used to go to such extremes in shedding blood that al-ayyadu billah. Now this Karamita sect, they would destroy any city that they would enter. They would destroy the entire cities, wherever they would go to battle. Now when these people reached al-Makkah al-Mukarramah in the time of Muqtadar billah, the chief of the Karamita, Abu Tahir Sulaiman ibn al-Hasan, attacked al-Haram al-Sharif. He attacked the Holy Kaaba and massacred so many people. Yes, so many massacres occurred in Makkah Park that the well of Zamzam was filled with the corpses of pilgrims. Astaghfirullah. About 30,000 innocent people from the city and the suburbs were martyred, including 1,700 pilgrims and 700 performers of tawaf. People who were doing tawaf of the Holy Kaaba. In Makkah al-Mukarramah, such an incident occurred. Now why was this all happening? What was the reason behind it? Such massive bloodshed occurred and so many people were martyred. What did the Karamita want? They wanted to take away the golden roof drain of the Holy Kaaba, which is present even today and it's made of actual gold. Maqamu Ibrahim, they also wanted to take this, and Al-Hajr al-Aswad. Actually, rather, they wanted to organize Hajj in their own city, just like Abraha. They wanted to demolish the Kaaba and they wanted people to come and perform Hajj in their city. And the leader of the Karamita, he had a desire to take away Hajr al-Aswad, Maqam Ibrahim and the golden roof drain by any means. Now who was Abraha? Reviewers, if you have recited Surah Fil, and most likely you have, this contains the incident of the elephants. And it's quite a historical Quranic incident in which Abraha came along with his troops of elephants 55 days before the birth of the Holy Prophet alayhi salam, and he had the intention to demolish the Holy Kaaba. Why? So that people would come to his city in Yemen to perform Hajj. And this was the same desire that had arisen in the hearts of the Karamita and their leader. The people should come to their city of Hijr and perform Hajj. For this reason, the leader had a splendid palace built as well. And he named it Darul Hijrah. And hence Abu Tahir pulled out the door of the Holy Kaaba. He tore the cover of the Holy Kaaba into pieces and distributed them to his soldiers. And while returning, he announced that from then on, Hajj would be performed in his city. Astaghfirullah. Yes, dear viewers, such a time also came upon the Ummah. And at the time of this attack, when two people climbed the Holy Kaaba to detach the roof drain, at once they fell headlong onto the ground and left for hell. Maqam Ibrahim remained safe because the servants of the Holy Sanctuary of that time had hidden it in a valley of a mountain. But on 14th Dhul-Hijjah, 317 Hijri, at the time of Asr, Ja'far bin Hallaj pulled out Al-Hajr al-Aswad and took it away to Hijr with them. And the place of Hajr al-Aswad was left empty. You can imagine, the Hajr al-Aswad has been taken from Makkah. And the place where Hajr al-Aswad was, it was empty now. And it remained with them. The Islamic governments of that time tried number of times. They demanded that it should be returned to them. The Karamita were even offered 50,000 red dinars. I.e. they were offered a big amount, but to no avail. Then, because of the interference of the Fatimids, the demand for the return grew intense, and Abdullah al-Mahdi also sent Abu Tahir a letter, and he wrote that if you do not return Hajr al-Aswad, then you should prepare for war. So the Karamita, they made the excuse that it had been mixed up with other stones. It was not possible to separate it. We don't have any identification of Hajr al-Aswad. How can we return it? If you have any identification, then you can come and you can find it. Now, a board of scholars, they put their heads together and they decided that all those stones should be thrown into fire. The stone which was Al-Hajr al-Aswad would not burn and crack in the fire because Al-Hajr al-Aswad had come from paradise. Subhanallah. And anything that comes from paradise will not be burnt, will not be affected by fire. And this way, they will prove the superiority of this blessed stone. Now, after a long period of 22 years, yes, dear viewers, 22 years, the Holy Kaaba remained without Al-Hajr al-Aswad. After 22 years, on 10th of Zulhijjah, 339 Hijri, Al-Hajr al-Aswad was recovered and then reinstalled exactly in the same place that it was before. Now, dear viewers, let me tell you of a miracle of Hajr al-Aswad, that when the Karamita, when these cruel people took away Al-Hajr al-Aswad, they carried it on a camel. That Hajr al-Aswad became so heavy that many camels were crushed to death because of it. I.e. they were not able to carry it. It was very difficult to take Hajr al-Aswad from Makkah to their city. Anyhow, they took it away, but look at the miracle. That it was found out that this was Al-Hajr al-Aswad because it did not burn in the fire. Because anything from paradise doesn't burn. And thereafter, when it was returned, a weak camel was able to carry it back to Makkah al-Mukarramah. These are signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It came back on a normal camel, a weak camel. And Allama Jalaluddin Suyuti rahmatullahi alayh, he writes about Abu Tahir's death, that towards the end of his life, he contracted the disease of smallpox, and his body ruptured, and he died with utter disgrace. This was the entire story regarding Hajr al-Aswad, how it was stolen, and how the Prophet ﷺ foretold a long time ago that Judgment Day will not be established until Al-Hajr al-Aswad is taken from its place. Now, in light of narrations, the Islamic scholars have included this theft of Al-Hajr al-Aswad amongst the signs of Judgment Day. And this is why we have also stated that this event has taken place. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep Al-Hajr al-Aswad, the Holy Kaaba, and the Blessed Haram prosperous and safe, and enable us to visit it time and time again. So the episode finishes there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to remember and inform others of what we've learnt. Until the next episode, keep safe. May Allah protect and preserve all of you. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi al-Ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.